USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been arrested by British police inside the Ecuadorian embassy this morning after spending the past 7 years holed up there. He's been wanted by British authorities since skipping out on bail in 2012 while he was the suspect in a Swedish rape investigation. WikiLeaks tweets that Ecuador has illegally terminated his political asylum in violation of international law. Police in Louisiana are holding a news conference in a few hours to detail the arrest of a suspect wanted for the burning of three historically black churches. A local TV station claiming the suspect is the son of a St. Landry Parish deputy. Arson's been suspected in those fires that burned down three churches over a 10-day period. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
A huge spring storm could dump more than 2 feet of snow on parts of the plains. It's already pounding the middle of the country with storm warnings out for at least a dozen states. Attorney General Bill Barr's comment that the FBI spied on the Trump presidential campaign in 2016, making Democrats furious. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Barr has gone off the rails. European Union leaders in Britain have agreed to extend Brexit till October 31st. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
EU Council President Donald Tusk gave Britain some advice.
This extension is as flexible as I expected and a little bit shorter than I expected. Please do not waste this time.
French President Emmanuel Macron said the Brexit extension is the best compromise to preserve EU unity. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The deadline was Tuesday, so it was already pretty clear that the Treasury Department was not going to meet the deadline set by Democrats to turn over President Trump's tax returns, but now it's kind of official. The Democratic chairman of House Ways and Means Committee demanding the IRS give him 6 years of Trump's personal tax returns, as well as returns from several Trump-linked organizations, by Tuesday. Now, last night, a letter came from Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin in which he said the request is not routine and raises concerns of congressional overreach. Mnuchin says his department will continue to consult with the Department of Justice about it. Authorities in the Dominican Republic confirming they have found the bodies of a New York couple who went missing on March 27th. Investigators believe Portia Ravenel and her boyfriend Orlando Moore of Mount Vernon were involved in a car crash after checking out of their hotel. Ravenel initially survived the crash but was found unconscious on the side of the road without any ID. She died in a hospital on April 4th. Moore's remains were found in the water not far from where their rental car was found submerged. And Israel is planning to make history today as a small Israeli spacecraft is to touch down on the moon in what would be the first privately funded mission ever to land on the moon. It's supposed to touch down in the Sea of Serenity between 3 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.